Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I hope you guys are ready for God's living word. I know I've spoken quite a bit on the videos that I've sent out and that with regards to the living word of God. But I want to start off this morning with this one, you know, and it's one we all know, is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And do we believe that and do we stand on that? That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I think in some aspects of our lives and in some instances, we doubt that and we don't stand completely and fully on that. So, you know, as we focus on the living word of God this morning, I just want to start off with Ezekiel 37. So if you guys can get to Ezekiel 37, and I'm going to read 3 to 14. We all know the story. Well, I hope we all know the story. I'm reading out of the New King James Version. So from 3, and he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. The skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land, and then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. So, as we look at these bones, you know, in our natural state, if we had to look at those dry bones, we would say, Lord, there's no ways. These bones are past any point of life. They are old and they are dry. You know, that's our natural state. That would be our first instinct, our first response. Yet, you know, Ezekiel didn't. If we look at the situations in our lives and we look at the things that happen in our lives, you know, let's say, for example, that those dry bones are situations we're facing, are circumstances we are facing. Are we looking at those and saying, Lord, no, there's no life in that. They're old and they're dry. Or are we standing in faith that what the Lord is saying to us is, you know what, Lord, we put our trust in you. Like Ezekiel said there, his response was, oh, Lord God, you know. His response wasn't, there's no ways. Those bones are old and they are dry. We are so quick to turn around and we are so quick to say, no, Lord, what you're looking at there is not going to work. Because we look at it from our understanding. We're not looking at it from God's understanding. We're not looking at it as if to say, like Ezekiel said here, oh, Lord, you know. Because Ezekiel put his confidence in the Lord. He didn't put his confidence and his hope in himself. He was confident in that God knew. And God knows. So, in that, when Ezekiel said to him, Lord, you know, God turned around and said to him, but then you need to prophesy over those bones, Ezekiel. It's not up to me. You need to prophesy over those bones. And what did Ezekiel do? Ezekiel didn't say, no, I can't. Ezekiel stood in the confidence that he had in the Lord. He got up. He was obedient, as we heard earlier on. He was obedient. He got up and he said, dry bones, live. He spoke God's word into those dry bones. Why? Because Ezekiel knew that the living word of God has supernatural power. Are we standing in the circumstances that we are facing, and are we speaking that supernatural power, that living word of God, over our situations? Or are we standing and looking at those things and saying, Lord, they're dry and they're old. I don't think they're going to live. Because then we are taking hope out of that situation. So when we look at our circumstances or our situations or our health, and we take the living word of God and we proclaim it over ourselves, over our situations, over the people that we might be praying for, God's promise of life is received. God's promise of life is received when we are standing, knowing that our hope is in Him, because we are using the living word God has given us. You know what? God hasn't given us that living word for nothing. So if He's given it to us, we need to use it. If we're not using God's living word in our lives, or standing in faith that what God promises in His living word He will do, we upset Him. We make Him angry. I don't want to be in a position where I'm making God angry. I don't want to be in a position where I'm doubting what God said He would do in His living word. I mean, this is the creator of all things, God our Father. And we want to doubt Him because we cannot stand in faith on His living word. We cannot stand in faith that what He has promised in His living word, when we use it over our lives and our situations, it will come to pass. And we upset Him when we doubt Him. I don't want to be in that situation. You know, when I was going through this, there was one thing that came to me, and that one thing was, I want, when I walk into a room or face a situation, is that those bones already start to rattle even before I've said anything, because of the fact that I walk in the faith that God has given me. So before I've even said anything to those bones or those situations, they're already starting to rattle. That noise is already there that, no, hold on, God is with this guy. You know, we all need to have that bold faith that when we walk into a situation, when we are standing before a person and getting ready to pray for them for whatever it is that they have, or whatever it is that they're asking us to stand in faith for, that situation is already starting to rattle, because it knows this person that's standing in front of me, this person knows that if he stands boldly on the promises that God has, if he stands boldly on the word, living word that God has given him to use, that I have to move. That I have to follow what God is saying through this person. We shouldn't be doubting the living word of God. And you know, I also think that in some situations and circumstances, we see God do so much for us, like making those bones into a body or a person. But when it comes to speaking the breath of life into that body, we doubt God. No, God, you can't make that body live. But look what He did to get those bones into that body. Yet we still stand and we doubt Him. Why do we doubt Him? Because although that happened, like what we saw when we read now in Ezekiel, Ezekiel explained step by step what happened to those bones to create it into a body, because he was so in tune to hear and to see what God was doing in the spirit, that he saw those miracles happening before him, that he was not in doubt that God would put the living breath of life into that body. We need to be so in tune to what God is doing in our lives. We need to be so in tune to the miracles that God's performing in front of us, that we do not doubt him when it comes to the big things. When those big miracles are standing before us, waiting to happen, we do not doubt him because we've seen him perform miracles in the small things in our lives. Because we are awake to what God is doing in our lives. So when we speak God's word, his living word, and we stand in faith on his promises, we need to then be praying into these things to achieve the results. Like if we want healing, we speak God's living word and then we pray and we stand in faith that through the Holy Spirit, God will fulfill his promise in that situation. We need to boldly pray for the Spirit to move. We need to speak in the power of faith. We need to notice every evidence of the Spirit's work. And we must never say that hope is lost. Never. So I want to urge you today to start proclaiming God's living word in your lives and in your situations, and follow that up with a bold prayer for the Spirit to move as we speak in the power of faith. You know, I just want to leave you with a few verses. There are so many in the Bible that you can be proclaiming over your lives, over the people you're praying for, over the situations you're facing. But I want to leave you just with a few. And the first one is 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Psalm 25:21. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. My hope, Lord, is in you. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. A hope and a future. And Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me will prosper, and no tongue raised against me will stand. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. So I want to leave those with you guys this morning. There are so many different verses that you can take, so many different aspects of God's living word that you can take and that you can use in your life, in praying for people. Stand in faith that what God is promising you here in his living word, that when you proclaim it, God will do it. God has promised it, and we know that God never goes back on his promises. So let's stand in faith on that in every situation we face. Amen. I hope that you guys will take this and use it. Use it in every situation that we're facing, especially in this COVID situation. You know, we look at the situation and we might think it's impossible. But when God speaks to us and when God shows us things, let's take that and let's use it. And as he speaks to us, let's be obedient in that thing. And let's also move forward. And when we move forward, use his living word in a mighty way. Use his living word expectant of those miracles that he has promised that he'd perform. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring the living word to you guys. And I hope that it's rooted deep here. And I hope that God will use that to use you in a mighty way. Amen.